Hello everybody, welcome back to StoryGuard, the home of Norse stories. Today, our story is about a prank that Loki pulled, but he had gone too far with this one. But before we get onto the story, be sure to name drop us anywhere we can. We are a brand new podcast and we need your help to grow. Now, onto the story. The Tragic Tale of Balder. Frigga, mother of all gods, was sleeping in her bed. She was having a terrible nightmare. In the nightmare, Balder, the god of light and everything happy, was getting hurt and chased by animals and humans alike. She woke up in a cold sweat. Her pillow was wet with sweat. "Balder," she said. When dawn broke, she dressed and went to Odin.
"Oh, Odin," said Frigga, "I've been having a terrible nightmare about Balder getting chased and hurt by animals and gods."
"That is not good," said Odin. He knew that dreams on Asgard weren't just dreams. "We must do something about this."
Frigga said she would think about something and went back to her chamber. She sat on her bed, thinking deeply.
"Aha!" she said. "I've got it!"
She went out to every human being and made them take a vow to never hurt Balder. And since she was a goddess, she could transport to anywhere she wanted. She went to all the animals, humans, gods, and plants. All except the mistletoe. The mistletoe was so small, Frigga had completely ruled it out. She never thought that a small mistletoe could be quite dangerous. Happy, she went back to Asgard. Balder soon came to hear about this.
"Hey Thor," he said, "hit me with Mjolnir." "Boy, are you mad?" said Thor. "My hammer can shatter mountains, Balder. I do not want to hurt you."
"Then just a small hit," said Balder. Thor shrugged and hit Balder on his foot with the hammer. But the hammer just bounced off.
"It's true," said Balder. "It's true," said Thor.
From then on, everybody had made a new game. Try to hurt Balder. But Balder never got hurt. He had fun trying to block all the attacks and see fire not hurting him, water not drowning him, even rocks not touching him. And one night, there was a feast. Everybody was happy that Balder was safe. All except Loki. Loki did not like this new game. He did not like that Balder should be getting the attention. So he went to his chamber and decided to take out his secret weapon. An arrow tipped with mistletoe, the only thing that could hurt Balder. Everybody was having fun playing the game, trying to hurt Balder. Thor swung his hammer, but the hammer just ricocheted off. All the gods were having fun hitting Balder. All the gods, except Loki and Holder. Holder was Balder's brother. They were twins, in fact, but Holder was blind. He could not aim at Balder and play the game. Loki went up to Holder and said,
"Holder, why are you so sad?"
"Oh, I really want to play this game," said Holder. "But I am blind and I cannot aim at Balder. I do not even have a weapon. My eyes have failed me."
"Well," said Loki, "here I have a bow and arrow. I can aim you towards Balder and you can shoot and have fun."
Holder, not knowing that it was a mistletoe arrow, agreed gladly. Loki put the arrow onto the bow, gave it to Holder, gave him the aim straight into Balder's chest and said,
"All right, you're good to go."
Holder pulled back the bow and shot it with a resounding thwack. Balder expected it to just ricochet off, but it sank into his heart. Everybody was surprised when Balder fell dead. There was silence in the room.
"What have you done, Balder?" said Thor.
"What did I do?" said Balder.
"I just shot an arrow. I was just playing the game."
"It was a mistletoe arrow," said Tyr. "Who could have done this?" said Thor.
Everybody looked at each other with realization.
"Loki!"
Frigga walked up to Balder, sat by him and cried. Tears of a goddess are not ordinary tears.
"Oh, Balder," she cried. "Why? Why did Balder shoot that arrow? Why did Loki give him it?"
Suddenly, Hela, the keeper of the underworld and the keeper of all dead, came up to Frigga.
"Oh, Hela, please,
she was unable to continue. Hela knew she could bring Balder back to life, but she had rules to follow. She told Frigga that if everybody shed a tear for Balder, then she would bring him back to life. Everybody shed a tear when they heard that Balder was dead. All humans, plants, animals, and gods. All except Loki. Loki just laughed. Then Hela made another deal. She would keep Balder safe with him if Frigga promised not to shed another tear, and when Ragnarok, the Asgardian end of the world, would be over, Hela would bring back Balder, good as new. Frigga was happy that Balder was safe, but she was still sad. The end. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the story. Isn't it a really sad one? This is the second last episode of season 1. To enjoy season 2, keep following my podcast, Story Guard, the home of Norse stories. Bye bye for now.